a place for you, then you put dash, called Goshen. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for the word. We give you praise. We honor you. We adore you for your word today. Father, we say, use me, Lord, just like a vessel of honor unto you, God. At the end of this service, we say, of a truth, we have come to fellowship with you. We thank you for your word, which is fresh every day. We thank you for the anointing that is able to break every yoke of the enemy. We thank you. We bless you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord said he has a place for you called Goshen. Amen. We're not overflog this topic today because we're going to be talking about it for some time. But just for today, I want to talk to you about Joseph, how he became an instrument in the hand of God. Amen. He yielded himself. He forgave his brothers. And because of that, the Lord brought his people to a place called Goshen. Amen. If you want spelling of that word, it's called, can we just have everybody in here? Can we have the children, everybody inside the auditorium so we'll be able to flow? Praise God. It's spelled G-O-S-H-E-N. It's a place called Goshen. Remember the story of Joseph, how the father loved him so much, and the brothers became jealous and sold him into slavery, right? And from there, he went to prison. And from there, he interpreted the dream of Pharaoh. And from that place, the rest is history. Praise God. I know Pastor preached on that over and over last year. But this morning, we're going to go to a different aspect of that scripture. Amen? So that we can see what God can do with a yielded vessel. We can see what God can do to somebody that inquires from the Lord. We can see what the Lord can do with somebody who can forgive the brothers. Praise the Lord. With someone who can forgive their pastor, who can forgive their brother, who can forgive their sister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 45, verses 8 to 11. Let's see this place called Goshen. What does the Lord want us to do with such a place? Amen. Genesis 45, verses 8 through 11. It was not you that sent me either, but who? But God. Have you been sent this morning? Is somebody sending you somewhere? Praise the Lord. It's not you that have sent me. God sent me to you this morning. He has made me a father in the land. Is there a foreigner in the house this morning? The Lord said he has a place for you in the house. Amen? And that shall be near unto me. Praise the Lord. He said, come unto me, for I have a place for you called Goshen, so that you will be near me, that I will nourish you. There is 5 more years in the land to go of famine. Amen? Goshen is a place for prepared people. It's a prepared place where God has cared for you this morning. Are you willing to go up and possess your possession? Are you willing to step into that realm this morning where God is saying, come near me, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you also. Praise God. Joseph sent the word. Even though they sold me into slavery, even though this is what happened to me, they booked me in for something I did not do. Even the butler forgot me. 2 Sundays ago, pastor said, what? If the butler forgot you, what do you do? You don't worry about it, right? It means something better is coming. Praise God. The butler forgot all about Joseph. And yet, when it was time, Pharaoh could not do, he couldn't sleep. He lost his sleep because it was time for Joseph to manifest. Praise the Lord. God will keep somebody awake for your sake. God will keep a king awake for your sake. They are not going to sleep until they do you good. They're not going to sleep until they do that which my God says for them to do. Pharaoh was awake. He couldn't sleep. He had a big dream. Nobody could interpret it. Assuming the butler remembered Joseph, he wouldn't have been in jail by that time. But it was not yet time. He was still in jail. He was able to interpret the dream. Amen? And that was his change. Beloved, if you are in prison this morning, don't worry about it. Praise God. It's for a purpose. It's for a reason. Something is not going well with you. Don't worry about it. It's for a purpose. When the time has fully come, the glory of the Lord will do what? Will manifest in your life, and that purpose will be seen in Jesus' name. Amen. At the fullness of time, Joseph came out and was in charge of Pharaoh's household. Praise the Lord. And that was the time that was going to be this famine, because he gave the interpretation. This is just a setup so that his family will be able to come out and come have succor in a place called Goshen, a place of refuge, a place of fulfillment, a place when your son is in charge. You just stay there. Remember, there was famine all over the land, but the Lord God himself carved out this place just for his people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God used Joseph. So my beloved this morning, God got your back. God has it. Whatever it is that has come your way, the Lord himself has it. Praise the Lord. And also, Goshen is the place of safety. There was problem all over the place. People were dying of hunger, famine in the land. But once they got to Goshen, they were safe. Praise the Lord. Said the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and whoever runs into it will be what? Will be safe. Praise God. Are you willing to run into the Lord this morning? Are you willing to make him your strong tower? Are you willing to make him your refuge? Because he is the Lord God Almighty by himself. He will do that which he said he's going to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Goshen is a real place of access and promise. Remember when they were selling Joseph, they never knew what they were doing. But he said, you did not bring me here. God sent me ahead of time so I can prepare a place for you for such a time as this. Praise the Lord. That is the God whom we serve. That is the God that makes everything beautiful at his own time. Praise the Lord. So are you willing this morning to make yourself available? I know you are wounded. I know you've been threatened. I know that they've done you wrong. Well, I don't know who suffered more wrong than Joseph. They have done bad to you. They have done evil for you. So this morning, are you going to repay evil with evil? Are we going to do that? Joseph said, this is me, Joseph. What you meant for evil, the Lord has turned it for who? For our good. And now I have this place where you can go and resettle. I have this place that you'll be near me, that all that you will ever need, that the Lord himself will provide for you. Amen? Who needs provision in the house this morning? Is there someone that needs a provision from the Lord? You are in the right place. You are in the right place with the right people this morning. Because the Lord said he will provide for you. But you just have to be under his wings so he can cushion you, so he can protect you, so he can give you safety. Praise God. Hallelujah. Goshen represents so many things in our lives. The first thing Goshen represents is the best of the land. It's the best place you can have access to. Let's go to Genesis 47, 6 to 11, so we can see. Genesis 47, 6 to 11. Hallelujah. In the best of the land, praise the Lord, that is what Pharaoh was telling Joseph. Go ahead. praise the Lord. He did what? He blessed them and gave them a portion in the land of Egypt. So if as Pharaoh has commanded. That is what God can do. You can have the best neighborhoods, even though you are coming from some place, from some village, but God is able to catapult you to the best in Jesus' name. Remember, they are coming from somewhere. That is not where they live. They are aliens in the land. They are foreigners in the land. But the Bible declares that he gave them the best. Praise the Lord. The Bible declares he put them in the best position. He put them in the best place of the neighborhood. That is what your God can do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care where you are coming from. God has a word for you. Amen. God has a word for you. He will do that which he said he's going to do. Nobody can stop it. He sent for the father and the brother. Say, go and bring them. I will resettle you in this land. Praise the Lord. God will resettle you. Amen. God will resettle you in this land. I don't care what the obstacles are. Take a cue from Joseph and his father and his family. They were resettled in Goshen, the best part of the neighborhood. Praise the Lord. That is what our God can do. The best of the land belongs to us. Amen. Also, Goshen is a place where forgiven people live. Are you able to forgive this morning? Are you able to surrender? Let it go. Forgive that person. Joseph did not say, well, you sold me. You did me wrong. And because of that, I will not forgive you. That was not Joseph. Praise the Lord. He forgave. So for you to enter into your Goshen this morning, you must be willing to forgive your enemies. Amen? Don't pray for them to die. Remember God said, I will prepare a table where? Before me where? In the presence of my enemies, praise the Lord. So if all of them die, they cannot witness the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. Stop praying that type of prayer. They're not going to die. They will live to see me, to see the table. Praise God. The table is coming. Amen. The Goshen is coming. And there will be a witness. They will say, see what their Lord has done. They will testify for you. Just be still and know that I am God. It's there in Psalm 126. They will testify. Wow. See what their Lord has done for them. That's your testimony in Jesus' name. Amen. But we have to be prepared and ready to forgive, to let it go. Forgive your husband, forgive your wife, forgive your children. Because the Lord has said so. Amen. Amen. And also, Goshen is a place of nearness to our provider. When you enter into your Goshen, that means you have drawn near to the throne room of who? Of grace. To the Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah El Shaddai, the all-sufficiency God. He said he will do that which only him can do. That's our study this morning. It's a place you are near. You are nearer to him. Nothing divides us. Nothing separates us. Because we are blood washed. We are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. And when we enter into our Goshen, we'll be right there with our provider. Praise the Lord. So make up your mind that you will take up your inheritance. Make up your mind that you will be a part of that army that the Lord has prepared to enter into Goshen. Amen. Somebody is sending for you. Remember, they thought that Joseph was there. They said, wow, this one in America, oh my goodness. It's been too many years. We've forgotten all about them. They are gone. You're not the only person. They said that about Joseph. Oh, Jacob, your son is what? He's dead. But from nowhere, the same son that was dead asked for the father to come. Come on, I am now in charge. Praise the Lord. Tell me about this. This is about my God. Now I am now in charge in this land, and I have prepared the place for you. Praise the Lord. That is our portion in Jesus' name. God will provide. God will make us the head and not the tail. I don't care the plans of the enemy. I don't care the setup. I don't care the trick. I don't know the name is being called, but I know it's only a setup. Praise the Lord. Because Joseph was set up. But he didn't fall for that. willing to flee from sin. He did not go into sin. That would have killed him. That would have terminated his destiny. That would have made a U-turn of his favor from God. He said, no, I will not do this against who? Against you. I will not sin against you and against my God. So flee from every appearance of who? Of the enemy. Because sin will stop us. Sin will destroy us. So we got to flee from every appearance of it in Jesus' name. He was a very young, handsome man. That's a trap of the enemy. I know you are handsome. I know you are tall. I know you are cute. I know you are beautiful. That's a trap right there. Tell them, I will not do this because of the job. Forget you and your job. Praise the Lord. Forget you and your favor because my God will give me favor. Amen? Joseph had a choice to go through the courtship, you know, the shortcut. Now I'm here. Oh, okay, madam, let's just do it. Nobody will know, right? Nobody will know about it. That would have terminated his destiny. But he was upright and he waited until the right time. Amen? Tell your neighbor, you better wait. You better wait. God's time is the best. Yes, the favor is coming. Praise the Lord. He says it's a place of nearness to our provider. A place of immunity from lack. Meanwhile, the people of Israel, they were suffering. People of Egypt, they were all in danger. There was crisis. This is the secret, the key to prosper in the midst of what? Of crisis. There is crisis all over the world. There's crisis in the nation. Everybody is panicking. Where do I go from here? Even in that panicky situation, God provided for his people. Praise God. So why won't God provide for us? Why won't God make a way for us? Why won't God restore us? Why won't God bless us? Praise God. He did bless them. He did provide for them. He is God all by himself. Amen? We are immune from hunger. People are wondering, why? How are they surviving in this place? Bunch of aliens, bunch of people with this kind of accents. How are they doing this? We have a God. We are in where? We are in Goshen. There is a demarcation. We are in Goshen. That is what our God can do for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to enter into our Goshen, and nothing can stop us in Jesus' name. Amen. We are unstoppable. No man, nothing can stop us because we are marching on, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against us in Jesus' name. Amen. Goshen is also a place of distinction and immunity from plagues. Remember when God told Pharaoh, let my people go. Where were they going to go? To do what? What was the purpose? That they may serve me. Let my people go. Amen? It's time to let them go. But Pharaoh hardened his heart. He refused to let them go. Then God showed him, there's a place called Goshen. I will deal with you. But my people will be protected in the land. Praise the Lord. Can somebody go to Exodus chapter 9, verses 25 to 26? Let's see what the Lord did, how he fought for them. God is fighting your battle in Jesus' name. Your God is fighting your battles in Jesus' name. No man can stop you. No woman can stop you. No government can stop you. No laws can stop you. God is able to do a new law just for your sake. God is able to do a new thing just for your sake. Praise the Lord. It happened for Joseph. It happened for Jacob. 25 to 26, chapter 9, verses 25 to 26. Hallelujah. Throughout all the land of who? Of Egypt, there was trouble. Hey, only in the land of Goshen, where what happened? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord! Hey! There there was destruction in the land, only in the land of Goshen. That is where we are this morning. That is the God whom we serve. That is the place we have come into. I don't care where you are coming from. I don't care the story. I don't care the agony. But there will be hell all over the place, except in the land of Goshen, where the Lord has given us our inheritance. Praise the Lord! He has given us our inheritance in the land of Goshen. Therefore, no man can trouble me. No man can trouble me in my body. I have the mark of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you. No woman can trouble me because they did not make me. Praise God. He says, I formed you. He formed me. Praise the Lord. Even before I was born, he made me a prophet unto the nations. Amen. Don't look at me like nobody. No, I am somebody. I've been sent. I don't know about you. He will also send you because he formed you. Anything missing in your body, he will fix it. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. See, there's a demarcation. There is a demarcation between us and sin, between us and iniquity, between us and lack, between us and anything that does not come from our Father God. Praise God. That is our story today. We've been redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. We are redeemed. So in every area of your life, the Lord has made a hedge for you. The Lord has made a hedge all around you. The Lord is protecting you. The Lord is protecting your loved ones. Amen? You are unstoppable. Nobody can stop you unless you. Nobody can stop you. Praise God. So, but you have to make up your mind from today. The land where you're going to be in. Are you willing to stay in that land that the Lord wants to keep you in? Or are you going to step out of the boat? Remember they said, if you stay in this boat, there shall be no loss of life. Unless you step out, then you have trouble. But as for us in the dew, we are staying put in the boat. Amen? We are staying in the boat because we are here to excel. We are here to do exploits. You say, those that know their God, we will be strong and we will do exploits. Hallelujah. Amen. This month is our month of exploits. We have to go out there and work for the Lord. We have to go out there and preach the gospel. Praise God. And no man can do us any wrong. Because we have the mark of Jesus Christ on our bodies. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And also for us to go to Goshen, we need a leading. For us to go to Goshen, we need a Joseph. Amen. Do we have a Joseph in the house this morning? Is there a Joseph who is willing to listen to the voice of the Lord? It took only one Joseph to set the whole generation free. It took only one Joseph to save a whole generation. Therefore, in the house this morning, I have more than one Joseph. I have more than two people here. So we are enough to go. Praise God. We are enough. But are we willing to listen? Are we willing to hear from God? Remember, David inquired of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jehoshaphat inquired from the Lord. He came to the house and they prayed, and they heard the voice of the master. Praise the Lord. So this hour, we have to pray. We have to listen. We have to hear the voice of our master because we are under his wing. He has given us refuge. In closing, can we go to Psalm 91? We're going to read it and see what the Lord says about our safety in him. Psalm 91. Somebody has it? Surely he will deliver me. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is our declaration this week. I don't know about you. That is my declaration this week. At the due, that is our declaration. With our eyes, we shall see the reward of the wicked. Amen. He didn't say to go about fighting the wicked. He said, with my eyes, I will see their reward. There is a reward for them. But he said, under his wings, he will cover me. Because he is my shield and my buckler. Therefore, I can walk in the streets of Houston, in the streets of Sugarland, with my head right up. Because no man can trouble me. Praise the Lord. That is the God whom we serve this month. That is the God of the dew. That is the God of my fathers. The God of our forefathers. They trusted in him, and he did not fail them. So how can he fail us? He said, for my God to fail, it's impossible for him to fail. Praise God. For me to fail means God has to fail. Amen? And for him to fail, it is impossible. That is the conviction I have. That is why I serve my God. That is why I go about preaching his business. Amen? So, church, in this month we have entered, you have to make a choice whom you're going to serve. You have to make a choice because the Lord said he has given us our Goshen. He will protect us. He will provide for us. And he will do that which only him can do. Do we believe it this afternoon? Are we in agreement? Can we be on our feet and begin to talk to our daddy God? Begin to talk to that God that said, I formed you even before you were conceived. He made you. Your parents did not make you. You are not an accident. God himself formed you. He put you in place so you can go and preach even to the nations. Begin to talk to your God this hour.